Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Our Friday regulars. Ah, I love being back on a Friday. Simon Donopoulos, good morning to you from Racing and Sports.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Good to have you back. And good effort by Jay. What time is 7 o'clock over in WA? So big effort by him to get on.
Yeah, no, I pay him a lot to get up. We thank him for getting up and talking to us so early in the morning over there. How's your feeling around Rose Hill tomorrow on a good four?
Yeah, looking forward. Oh, I think it's a good meeting tomorrow. I found three at each way odds there in the quaddy. So hopefully we can find a few winners. I think early on in the day there's a few favourites that look hard to beat, but we'll side with a few at the back end of the day that I think can run big races at good odds.
Yeah, I love a clash. And Simon and Brad could have two clashes today. Who knows? Brad Gray, good morning to you at Druitt Street, which has been a hive of activity this week.
Morning, fellas. Yep, as you know, never a dull moment in racing, is there? There's always something doing. But I agree with Simon in terms of tomorrow's card. I think it's that kind of meeting where you can scout a little bit wider and look for things around that $5, $6, $7 mark, and that's the way I've gone also with my three bets. So it's going to be warm out there at Rose Hill, 30 degrees. Anyone who's been to Rose Hill knows that 30 degrees feels like 35 out there, so it's going to be a nice warm one.
It will be. All right, well, you both got tips in race five. I've had a jockey on regarding your horse, Brad, who I hope you heard, John Van Overmeer.
I didn't catch that one. Hopefully he gave it a good push.
Yeah, no,
he did. Yeah, I thought it was very good there first up. Obviously, Bjorn Baker trains first up 1,200 metres. She's more of a 1,400 metre horse, and you watch the end of that race, and you can certainly see that she's looking for that trip. I put a thing out on Punters Intel during the week that saying that she probably went a little bit too slowly there first up and just lost her advantage. It opened her up to, it left her exposed to something with a sharper turn of foot, and two runners came home over the top of her in really fast time. They just dawdled out in front that day, and every runner in the race break 34 seconds home. So it was an interesting setup. I don't think that'll be the case here. You've got Man of Peace, probably your likely leader. Arithea might have to do a little bit of work early, but with these 1400 metre races, if there's a little bit of sting, quite often they can drop anchor in the middle stages and the leaders will certainly still get their chances. You look back at her preparation last campaign, she beat the likes of Mandillion. She placed behind Savitiano, Shamook, and then ran another placing in the Tibby there behind Princess Posh, where Savitiano was also filling in the Cornella. So I think she fits into this race really well. She'll roll forward. I don't mind the wide gate. And if Jean Van Overmeer is confident, so am I. So we'll go with it. Race 5, number 2, Arithea.
Yeah, he was really keen on it this morning, the way he spoke about it. $5, as you say. Which one do you go for in race 5, Simon?
I'll be giving them all a start, including Brad Tip Arithea. I'm with Sir Bacchus. He's probably going to be last from that barrier, but I think the biggest tick for this horse is just clearly relished being dropped back in grade. Obviously, I thought he was really good run first up at Rose Hill over the 1,300 metres. It was fence on fire that day. The first three home were all fence in running, but his sectionals were very good, and it's as good as he's gone first up on our rating. So I think he's clearly back in good order, and he's just sort of struggled against the better opposition. This is the first time he's raced back at this level, including his first up run, barring his first up run, I should say, since September 2016, when racing in a benchmark 85. He's been racing in listed level all open company for the majority of those 17 starts since. I just think the drop back in grade is a big tick for him, and the step up to 1,400 metres, four of his seven career wins have come at Rose Hill. There looks to be good speed. I'm hoping they overdo it in front. And if that's the case, I think with Sam Weatherly's claim, he certainly gets in well here. And if he can springboard off that first up performance, I think Sir Bacchus is certainly going to be in the finish. So race 5, number 1, Sir Bacchus.
All right. Well, it's at $8 at the moment for Waller and Weatherly. So we've got two different thoughts there in race 5. Simon, you've got a tip in the TAB rewards, the next race 6.
Yeah, I'm hoping they can make ground there tomorrow at Rose Hill. Otherwise, my tips are going to be up in flames. With Nikki's gold for the Gary Portelli stable, she went enormous first up behind Seasons, who I know a lot, including myself, have a big opinion of. And she was the run of the race, I thought, behind her. She made up a lot of ground under Jason Collett. And again, up to her peak performance first up, which for a mare is a massive tick for their coming preparation. And generally, she doesn't go well first up. She's only placed 1 of 5, which was her last start performance, and she's won 3 of 4 second up. The step up to 1,400 metres is a big tick. She's won 2 of 3. She races well at Rose Hill. The one query is how far back she's going to get. I'm guessing a long way from that draw. Josh Adams, legs back aboard, but I think on her first up performance, she's going as good as ever. The Gary Portelli stable, sneaky flying at the moment, and I think Nikki's gold, she can run a big race. I just hope they overdo it in front and she gets a chance to work home into it. With Clear Air, I think she's going to be hard to hold out. Race 6, number 4, Nikki's Gold.
All right, well, it's at $8 there for Josh Adams and Gary Portelli. Race 6, number 4. Brad, we come to you. You've got a fancy in the next one, Race 7 tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a handy race, this one. Probably the highlight of the day with these sprinters lining up. And I think the forgotten runner, although he's won through his last four, is Alberman, right at the top of the weights. So I know he's got 59 kilos and he's certainly copped a whack from a couple of wins there from the last time we saw him. But this is a horse that's got a very good fresh record. As we know, Gerald Ryan is a great conditioner of horses, so this horse will be ready to go. And what I really like about this horse is the setup of this race. There's a lot of speed in it, but drawn one, I think Jay Ford will just be able to smoke the pipe in behind. And as we know, this horse has got a really sharp turn of foot. So we go back to last preparation. As I say, once the blinkers went on, it was a completely different beast, winning three of his past four, and he's undefeated over the 1,100 metres at Rose Hill, winning three from three. So $7 at the moment with Tab. I think that's a great price. If you want to have something each way, you can, but I think you'll be winning. So we'll just go all in for the win. Race 7, number 1, Alberman.
Yeah, we told our listeners earlier, Bonomi is expected to line up, according to Jason Deemer, but no jockey notified. So we'll keep an eye on that. But you're all over Alberman, who's $7 right now, Race 7, number 1. Now, you've both got tips in Race 8. Brad, which one are you going for here?
I'm with Asterius for Chris Waller. About $6.50 at the moment. They did put up $8. That was snapped up very quickly. But $6.50, I think, is still a good price with Tab Fixed Odds. The form guide, you look at it on paper and it reads 8, but it was certainly much better than that. It was actually a cracker. He motored home to the line. He was beaten less than two lengths there by Sweet Deal and News Fan. Broke 11 seconds home over that last 200 metres, which you don't see horses do very often. I think he'd finish much closer too if Tommy Berry didn't have to throw the handbrake on. Just approaching the line now, 1,500 metres second up perfect. That's what he did last preparation, and he won over the Rose Hill 1,500 metres second up. The speed was on that day. He probably doesn't get the same setup here, which makes me terrified of reflectivity, but I still think at the odds we'll have a go each way. Doesn't have a great deal of tactical speed. I'm just hoping that from the gate they can use it. As I say, Tommy Berrien's drawn four. So if it can settle midfield, I think he's going to be too strong at the finish for these. And out of all of these in the field, he's the one with the most scope to certainly win better races than Benchmark 78. So we'll be with him here as he works his way through the grades. That's Race 8, number 4, Asterius.
$6.50, as you say, with Tab Fixed Odds right now. Race 8, number 4. Simon, your thoughts on Race 8?
Yeah, all over Asterius. Brad summed it up pretty well. Not much more I can add. Just that barrier. I checked out the race in New South Wales, the stewards, the official speed maps. They have him midfield, one out. If he gets into that position, I think he'll be winning quite comfortably. Just first up in his last two runs, he hasn't really showed a lot of tactical speed, which Brad touched on, which is a bit of a concern. But I'm hoping now second up with that run under his belt up to 1,500, Tommy can get him into that position if that's the case. Yeah, very confident he'll be winning. I'll be taking the 650 today. Expect him to be a bit of a firmer there tomorrow. I think he's clearly the best horse in the race. He just needs to be able to settle in touch with them. And again, if they can make up ground there at Rose Hill, tipping three horses that are likely to get back, which can be a bit irky when you're betting at Rose Hill on a firm track, generally favours those on speed. But confident Asterius is clearly the best horse in the race and will be winning better races, as Brad touched on. So all over Asterius in Race 8, Race 8, number 4.
Rails at 6 metres too, Simon, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You sort of get a good idea early. I think the last few meetings at Rose Hill have been sort of fencing running, so not so much where horses are racing on speed or not. It's just where they're in running. So interesting to see how it does play at that rail position. But generally, they get to the middle on that rail position, Brad?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. They'll just work off the fence there as they tend to have been the last couple of weeks. But as we know, Rose Hill is just such a good track. You can generally factor in all horses getting their chance, pending race patterns.
All right, so they're the three each from the guys. So Simon Denopoulos, 5-1 Sir Bacchus at $8, 6-4 Nikki's Gold at $8, and 8-4 Asterius at $6.50. And for Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, 5-2 Etheria, 7-1 Elberman, and 8-4 Asterius. Brad, information aplenty on the Racing New South Wales website.
Yep, the next couple of hours I'll punch out the tips and publish them on the site, so you'll get everything for every race there at Rose Hill. Hopefully we can find a few winners.
Good luck. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. And Simon, you'll be joining Ray from 8 o'clock tomorrow with tips in every meeting, every race at Rose Hill is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. I think it's a good meeting. I think a few favourites early, I think, can get the money, and then hopefully we can bring it home with a few good odds.
Yeah, fantastic. We'll chat to you then, mate.
Sounds good, Andrew. All the best.
Good on you. Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports and Brad Gray, our regular Fridays. These markets, it'll be interesting just to see what you, the punter, ends up doing with a few of these races. A lot of interest in the first race at Rosehill with Creator, number 5 for Peter and Paul Snowden. It's just second pick behind Tsar Sun for Gay and Adrian. It's at 3.30 at the moment. Creator at 3.50. Sally Snow from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering is joining us. Morning to you, Sally.
Morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Very well. Belated happy birthday. I've got to mention it on air so you don't get away from it. But did you have a nice birthday? I think it was Wednesday.
How embarrassing. Look, at this age, they all just blend in, don't they?
Oh, please. They blend in when they get to my age, Sally. not at your age, please. Righto, where are we going for the Sally Snow best for tomorrow?
I'm kicking off in race 2, number 2, with Baller. Excuse me. I just think the map here in race 2, it just really looks like Baller can cross easily from gate 5 and should be able to control the race from in front. We've seen that in both times that the horse has been allowed to do this, it just recorded 2 dominant wins with solid time. The start in between those runs, he just went far too quick in front and over-raced and was working early. So I just think that was a forgive run. I think in this race tomorrow, it's really well placed and it just should be really hard to catch if it gets its own way in front.
Currently at $2.90 Baller. That's race 2, number 2, with Anthony and Edward Cummings. And where's your other one?
I'm with team Brad and Team Simon here. It's a bit of the same, but going with race 8, number 4, Asterius. Look, I've just always had a bit of time for this horse. It's always been incredibly strong late in its races. It lines up tomorrow, I think, in a really winnable race. It was obviously a solid run first up, as the boys mentioned, at Rosehill 3 weeks ago. I just think beaten by the pace. We all know it got well back in a run and a really slowly run race, but still hit the line really well. We know it's going to fit a second up and definitely suited by the step up to the 1,500 metres. I'd be a lot more confident, like Simon and Brad mentioned, if I knew that there was going to be a solid pace, but I still think from gate 4, he should be able to settle a bit closer and Tommy Berry should get his opportunity to put it right into the race at the right time. I think that $6.50 is great value.
Yeah, Simon, I think, said maybe we back it today. If it gets a bit more feeling, it may just tighten up a little bit off the $6.50.
I think that $6.50 quite, yeah, might not last much longer. Yeah. With 3 geniuses in Brad and Simon and myself, God, it's...
Oh, hang on. Classing you, not only your birthday, but now you're classing yourself as a genius. Oh, what? Come on. Oh,
it
Sally.
It could be a bad thing. It could be the three of us sort of ball lined up, and it could be the opposite.
But, positive vibes, please, Sally. Positive vibes. Let's get on. 2-2 Baller and 8-4 Asterius are the two there for Sally Snow from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. Have a good weekend, Sally.
Thanks, Andrew.
Sally Snow there joining us here on Sky Sports Radio. We're going to take a news break, then we'll be back to look at Mudgee Cup Day.